What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. Appreciate it. What's good, my nigga?
You know, it sounds like the nigger room.
Nigger room.
You say it like, because it has an R. That's the next word. You know that? It's nigger room.
The nigger. Oh, nigga, I don't care about that shit. They know damn well what I'm talking about. They know it's the nigger room.
They're gonna say the nigger room. It's like a nigger room.
This nigga's what we started. But anyways, how y'all doing today? I hope y'all doing good. So, we ain't gonna butterscotch on it. We're gonna go straight into this shit, bro. Ain't looking good for Tekashi.
It's alright, RIP.
It ain't looking good for Tekashi.
I mean, I don't know, bro. It look, you know what I'm saying? It looks like it appears that the feds took this nigga. And,
they have evidence against this nigga saying that he put a hit on Chief Keef's head.
They got that RICO charge on the nigga, bro. It's rap, so.
They
got a couple little charges on this
got,
nigga.
They got a lot of charges on this nigga, bro. So.
That's called. Shout out to Rhapsody.
He said not guilty, bro. So then, and his hearing ain't until September something 2019.
But what do you think the guilty plea was, though? Play guilty, what you think?
Snitch.
You're good.
Guilty and snitch.
I don't know. That's a wrap, and that album is trash.
Bro, I only listened to the leak, and I didn't need to listen to the official album to know that I wasn't feeling it. I mean, to each his own, you know?
Shout out to Lil Baby.
But that little baby and that little meat, okay, because he calls himself a little fish. So. But that little baby and meat. If we have fucking Wi-Fi, I could have listened to it yesterday.
Sound cool.
Mm-hmm. But we heard some of it. It sound good. I'm liking what I'm hearing from both of them.
I like that. I'm liking what I hear from Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm. I know you like that nigga more. I like it from what I heard from him too. I was like, damn, okay. I see you, baby. Wait, did you know the full albums or just some songs? You know, damn well about to go listen to that shit. Raps. But, yo, so 50 Cent keeps asking this nigga Ebro about this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine shit, saying that the feds are feeding him info. Do you think that's true? Alright, what do you think? What do you think of that, bro?
This is something that everybody needs to understand. The people who own the record labels own the government and own the media companies. So, if you wonder why it seems like these media companies have access
to so much
to
information,
all the media shit
before it gets released to the public,
all the government shit, it's because they're the same company.
Don't dig too deep into that, though. Mm-hmm. Well, you could dig deep into that. You could figure out what these niggas talking about.
Nigga, listen, bro. How the head of the most popular radio station in New York work for Apple? That doesn't even make sense.
Damn, I did not know that.
You know Ebro does Apple? You even seen Ebro on Beats 1?
Oh, well, never mind. I thought he said that wrong. Oh, Beats 1? I actually like Beats 1.
But I'm just saying though, like, think about that. That's the biggest music company, Apple. I mean, shit. The biggest music company, Apple, working with the labels, working with the radio.
Don't you think after work he's independent and he could go do closer to it? He can't, it's for, ooh, no. Contract, I forgot. Contracts. That is true.
Alright, I'm just saying.
But then what about Charlamagne's podcast? What about Charlamagne's podcast? You doing that shit?
No, but he does
his own shit.
Charlamagne is the thing, though. Like, all of these radio niggas work for the government, so they could, you know what I'm saying, they could say whatever the fuck they want, but, yeah, or they could do whatever little podcast they want, but they know what they can't say.
Yeah. They know they can't
hit. That's so true. That is true. But we was discussing earlier today about I wanted to discuss on today about how like how if hip hop is actually pop now. Like is hip hop pop, basically.
It's like 30% pop. Up, is it? It's like 30% pop. Soon it'll be. You know what I mean? When I'm done with it.
When you know what there's gonna be pop?
We're not gonna. Pop music isn't gonna be popular anymore. It's gonna be hip hop.
Ooh!
I'm call it hip hop.
But nigga, I need you. Well, I'm seeing you put this shit into existence. I'm tripping. This nigga got work. It's like. I can't really say shit because this nigga put it in work. Like. You see, this is the thing. Like I always say, if you talking shit and you put in the work,
I'm talking shit. Huh? That's not true. I say I don't talk shit, but that's not true at all.
You talk shit. Yeah, nigga.
You nigga so weird.
I just bet it's my nigga. Fucking rain, man. We were supposed to do this podcast yesterday. Fucking rain fucked it up, but it's all good.
Shout out to that nigga Rain I used to know, even though you weird. And shout out to that bitch Rain who was hating because I was trying to fuck with her friend. This little sexy white girl.
Sexy white girl named Rain?
Nah, Rain was fuck Rain, but her, I was trying to fuck with her friend Jordan. Jordan was bomb as fuck on me. Rain was hating.
Rain was a hater. Fuck Rain. Fuck Rain.
I'm sorry.
Tekashi out of here. Raps for Tekashi.
Hey, B, so how do you feel about LeBron right now? How do you feel about LeBron right now, A.B.?
Nigga, right we talk about this nigga every podcast, but obviously.
How do you feel about the Lakers right now, A.B.?
Damn, this nigga wants to put me on the spotlight. Put me in.
He's like,
we wasn't talking about the other day.
I have a question.
I don't think the Lakers are getting Western Conference Finals. At the rate they're going, I don't think they're getting Western Conference Finals. At the rate they're going. That doesn't mean that they could, they can't. But at the rate they're going, good bro, that game yesterday, that Raptors Warriors game, that shit was lit. This shit was lit.
Oh, yeah, you realize the Lakers aren't beating the Raptors or the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, yeah, I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Because KD over there whipping some major ass every night.
I don't think you can argue.
That nigga scored 40-plus points in 3 games in a row, bro. I think we could start putting that nigga in the conversation of him versus Kobe.
I could start thinking like this nigga better than LeBron. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, these niggas probably like Kobe Cat. The Lakers aren't a top 5. Maybe they're 5 or 6, but they're not. I don't think they're really a top 5 team like that. I don't think they're a top 5 contender realistically in the NBA.
Realistically speaking, this is my rankings in front of the NBA. Warriors when they're healthy, because Klay missed so many opportunities in that game that, I don't know, but it's okay though. It's okay. Klay does his thing. Klay is a shooter, but he has so many opportunities to get ice that game. But KD had to come through and be the Slim Reaper, but he didn't finish it off, unfortunately. But so it's Warriors, then it's Raptors. After the Raptors, it's Milwaukee. Bro, it's Milwaukee. After Milwaukee, it's the Sixers. After the Sixers,
it's the Thunder. I'll put the Thunder before the Sixers.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll put the Thunder before the Sixers. And then
Maybe I could put. Shit, man.
You want to put the Trailblazers, but you know you can't.
Yeah. Choke tight. I'm sorry, Dave, but you gotta prove it to me, nigga.
I know you will, nigga. I know you will. But I'm gonna go ahead and put them there. I'm gonna go ahead and put the Trailblazers there. Then after them, like,
do you think the Lakers would be the Pelicans in the finals? I mean, the playoffs?
Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
I'm not disrespecting the Clippers. I'm not disrespecting y'all by any means necessary, but I don't know how long you can keep this up, honestly speaking. If y'all can get through All-Star game, and y'all...
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers beat Kobe, bro. Stop it. Yeah, nigga, I'm going to strike where it hurts. I'm a Lakers fan until like that, but I'm going to strike where it hurts.
Fuck Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers, but if y'all could keep this up...
You can't.
Until after... Like 60 games? No, I'll give you 55. Yeah, after 55, then I'll start believing. But until then, I don't know.
Doc Rivers should retire and open a leprechaun store.
But the NBA's, I'm feeling the NBA. Cause Orlando over there whooping ass, they almost beat the Warriors. But you know, KD whooped that ass. But Eric Gordon got injured, so, and Eric Gordon was guarding that nigga hard, so who knows? But, you know, Kings looking very nice. De'Aaron Fox is proving that he is better than Lonzo Ball.
If you only got one nigga that could guard the best player, you're not going to win, in my opinion.
He's dying.
I'm yet to see a game where a nigga... Wait. It's not because they have niggas guarding the best players. You feel me? So, you don't see the Pacers as a contender?
They're right behind the Lakers. I think the Pacers and the Celtics are right there. Actually. Yeah. It's too wide open, dude. I can't rank anybody. Because it's just too wide open. What do you mean? Right there. It's too wide open.
Shout out to Kobe.
He would've busted niggas ass.
Yo, Kobe, I'm telling you, bro. Kobe should have 8 rings. Cause I think he has 3 years of, I think he has 3 years of being injured that he should've got a ring.
Injury part of the games.
But it's all true.
Injuries part of the game. But anyways, my nigga, switch topics. Jordan Lucas. Tory Lanez, my nigga.
Listen, this is for the future, bro. This is for everybody in the future. Jordan Lucas got bodied, and that's a fact. Don't listen to nobody else.
Niggas is really saying that lucky me wasn't a diss track. That it wasn't an official diss track.
I don't care, bro. Joyner got value.
Cause, bro, okay, Joyner. I'm just. We're gonna talk about this. Cause first of all, Joyner tweeted. Cause niggas aren't talking about this. They're just talking about the beat. They're not talking about what happened before, or the music. Joyner Lucas tweeted saying that, oh, let this nigga Tory, let me and him spit on the same track, and we'll see who was good. Man, Tory came out with Lucky Me. Okay, he should have came out with his own Lucky Me verse right there. Although, yes, that is his track. That's what he should have did. But then he went and went on freaking Liddy again.
When was the last time he was Liddy again?
Liddy again was how many...
When was the last time Jordan Lucas was really Liddy again?
I'm upset. I don't know, man.
Body.
Raps.
Cut out body. It's cool.
And then freaking Tory Lanez when he went on Liddy again, then he went and bodied that nigga. Cause ZZ even that nigga Academic said it, that nigga Academic said that. He's like, nah, he was in Philly ZZ. Even Liddy again was cool, but I was feeling Lucky Me more. Because I don't care what anybody says, that's where the battle began. And that's when the battle began.
That's an L, you know what I'm saying?
L.
For Jordan Lucas, that's all I have to say.
Alright, bro. Now let's get into some Third Eye Stopper shit, bro. Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
You said some Third Eye shit. Yeah. He would be getting shot in the Third Eye, I guess.
That's why he ain't got it. That's why he don't expose it. But anyway, do you really feel like corporate America really drives people to?
Yes.
What do you think I was gonna say?
Corporate America makes everybody do everything. So yes.
No. But, well. Mm-hmm. Damn.
No matter what it is, yes. No matter what it is, yeah. Corporate America, yeah. Yeah, everything you like is because of the company.
Alright, answer my question.
Everything got a brand. Find something in your house that a company didn't make.
No, but what I was going to ask was, do you feel like that corporate America pushes Thanksgiving to bring people closer to people so that they can feel guilty that they have to buy them a present?
No, I feel like they do holidays so that they can sell food and decorations and charge more for them. And then they have Black Friday right after because people...
Regardless of the sales that they have for Black Friday, but they're still making money.
But I'm just saying, people go buy mad turkeys and food for Thanksgiving. I think that's why I think that's every holiday people spend more money. Find a holiday where niggas don't spend money. Like, seriously. Buy money. We don't spend money on decorations or food or more transportation or something. Just, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's spending money. Nobody's making money on a holiday. They're just spending. That's why they do holidays.
Well, regardless, everyday people spend money. Everyday money getting spent. But still, I just don't like the fact that right after Thanksgiving, they have new sales. But hey, it's okay. Thanksgiving... The origin of Thanksgiving is not even freaking what it is, so... But why do niggas buy a new TV every year? I saw a tweet.
Why do niggas watch TV?
Entertainment.
There's so many other things to do in life, bro. Why everybody got a TV in their house? Who you know don't got a TV in their house?
Well, if I had a house, I got all of the TV, but you know, Ben won't play video games.
I'm just saying, everybody got a TV, bro. What you mean? You know what I'm saying? That's why. But every year,
people upgrade and then they just sell their old TVs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you look at it that way, then it's not a bad idea.
I mean,
it's not a bad
idea. That way, it's just crazy how much money people spend on shit that niggas do not fucking need.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, honestly. Just give me a basic-ass HDMI TV, I'm straight.
There's so many things that people do that are completely unnecessary, that are just waste of money. A lot of people paint anything. A lot of people paint houses, bro. You know how much fucking extra money that is?
Just for decoration. Just for the... At the same time, people paint their houses for their own, like... That's for their own comfort.
But
that's
Do you realize that everybody has houses the same size? Everybody has grass and shit. Everybody, all these houses look the same. Do you realize how expensive this is? That's just a part of life. There's no, everything is expensive to live. It's expensive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No cap. Life is up, man. Oh, bro. So, hey. So you remember that Dwight Howard shit? That shit. Yo, first of all, if y'all don't, for those who don't know, there's this man who is a transgender who supposedly says that Dwight Howard was his boyfriend and that Dwight Howard has transgender girls or boys and all that shit, sex parties and all that shit, that type of stuff, sex parties and all that, you know?
I believe that.
You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Could he be doing sex with a chick out on the court?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas who can't hit their free throws right, it always be it's some psychological shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I believe that.
Yeah. I feel like they could promote this shit because he did that shit. He did Playboy Cardi. You think Playboy Cardi did that shit?
What?
At the same time, you can't just go ahead. Yeah, you do have a point because there's a truth to every story.
What? What?
But if you look at the pictures of the DMs, bro.
What?
What do you mean what?
You heard that Playboy Cardi song?
What song?
Look, bro. I think Playboy Cardi definitely might be doing some suspect shit. I'm keeping it at it, bro. Like, come on, cuz.
But at the same time, Charlie brought up a good point though. Is it cool that he's trying to like basically like. Just like basically sexual shame him or whatever, I don't know. Like try to expose him for it, but because at the end of the day he was trying to say that he's afraid for his life because Dwight was threatening him and shit like that.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I would pay attention to that shit. I think that Dwight Howard definitely might be a gang nigga, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a lot of gay niggas. And
that shit was trending, bro. Yeah. That shit was trending. Like, I was like, I saw that shit on Twitter. I was like, what the fuck? Why do I have a trip? Why that? And then.
It's like, bro, the thing is, though, seriously, it's just like, you know for sure that, like, I think that there's mad.
If
people in who are in the NBA
mm-hmm.
and who are in the entertainment industry. Like, so it's like, I don't think, like, when this shit is a big deal, I'll be like, bro, this shit doesn't need to be a big deal.
It doesn't need to be, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It really don't need to be a big deal. That's why that's like the point. Like, that's the same thing that Charlamagne brought up. That's the same shit that Charlamagne said.
You
know,
like, oh, wait, is Dwight Howard gay? You know what I'm saying? You're not, Dwight Howard, you know what I'm saying? Fuck around these transsexuals, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said transsexual. Well, transgender
is. That's his name. If that's his name, that's his name. Let him do his name. That's his personal life.
But if he wants to, if that's what he wants to do, that's cool, bro.
That's his personal life. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, because, you know what I mean? At some point, watch, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just going to be normalized. And people might look up to Dwight Howard and be like, oh, man, like, you know, you really, you know, that shit helped me come out, bro. So I appreciate that. So, you know what I'm saying? You never know.
Who knows? Anyways, Last topic. Some legendary icons died the other day. Voice actor of SpongeBob. I don't know his name. I'll write it down. But
we got a punch in it. We'll punch it.
But R.I.P. Awesome real shit though, because you know my guy SpongeBob.
I hate the character SpongeBob, but the show is hard.
Yeah.
But I hate SpongeBob the character. I don't like his fucking voice. I don't like his lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
Eeyore as nigga.
Bro, this is the thing though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he neglects his pet for sure. he's disrespectful as fuck to his neighbors. And it was that red tie, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Crip ass dude, get out of here, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Man. Nah, I'm joking. I'm just playing. Man, I need any sweater, bro. These monies be going elsewhere. I got shit to buy. But yeah. But that nigga, bro, the memes that nigga has in the fucking Instagram world, bro, no cap, they're hilarious. The way how the internet be getting creative, cause the internet stays undefeated. No cap, so am I. But still, they're legendary, bro.
Wait, isn't there somebody else that died too?
Oh yeah, and also this crazy same day, the what are those?
Oh yeah,
nigga, he died too. Damn, and bro, that nigga died in his sleep, bro. That's scary. At 31.
Tragic.
Rest in peace. That nigga, same thing. That nigga has a huge impact in the industry, bro. Okay. Cause think about all the punchlines, all the jokes that have been made behind that.
Bro. So you trying to tell them about your plans now?
No, nigga. I'm gonna let my plans happen for themselves. Yeah. Probably like little podcast right before it, then I'll probably tell you. Nah, I ain't trying to let the cat out the box. Only to select, I don't know. I like moving in silence like lasagna, you know? So, but y'all see eventually. But anyway, I think that's about it. That's about it for today's podcast, you know? So thank you, my nigga, Lisa. Watch out for this nigga's... You know what? Hey, nigga.
We'll play some music, too. Want to go outside?
Oh, hell yeah, nigga. You already know.
Yeah, we'll cut to that, though.
But... Thank y'all for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate it. And... hope y'all have a good one. Deuce, deuce.